An Akron woman sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 23 years. 28-year-old Shebrawna Glenn was handed the punishment Wednesday by Starr County Judge Natalie Haupt. Glenn pleaded guilty to charges including aggravated murder in the December 1st shooting of Douglas Atkins of Canton. The 67-year-old was found wounded at his home near Cleveland Avenue and 18th Street Southwest. He died 4 days later. Motive was never clear, but prosecutors say Glenn was intoxicated at the time of the shooting. Charges of aggravated burglary, felonious assault, robbery, and related gun specifications were dropped. Body was found in a burning home in Canton Wednesday morning. A repository reports firefighters believe the blaze in the Lincoln Avenue Northwest home was intentionally set. Personnel sent to the home at about 1:30 found heavy fire coming from the 2.5-story house. The body of a man was found inside the front door. The coroner's office is investigating. The identity of the victim has not been released. Anyone with information has to contact the Canton Fire Department or State Fire Marshal. The Starr County Grand Jury has indicted a man accused of setting fire to a Canton home. 31-year-old Ivan Ray of Nimishillen Township is charged with 5 counts of aggravated arson. His arraignment scheduled for tomorrow in Common Pleas Court. On March 30th, Ray allegedly started a fire on the front porch of a home on Hoover Place Northwest. 2 adults and 2 children were asleep inside. Residents of a senior living complex were displaced by a fire Tuesday morning. Personnel responded to Indian Run Manor in Sandy Township at about 3:30. 11 residents were already outside, while 16 were evacuated by firefighters. The building was evacuated in about 20 minutes. Residents were taken to a nearby fire station where they were cared for by the Red Cross. 2 were taken to a hospital for smoke inhalation. The building is not habitable. The SMHA, which runs the facility, is providing shelter for residents. Blaze was under control just before 5 o'clock. The cause of the fire was undetermined as of Wednesday. Starr County commissioners have approved a contract for moving 42,000 boxes from the county's record storage facility to a new building in Canton Township. North Canton-based Wagoner Moving and Storage was awarded the agreement Wednesday. The existing record storage facility is located in the basement of a building on 3rd Street Northeast in downtown Canton. The new facility next door to the Southgate Shopping Center on Cleveland Avenue Southwest. A Marlington local schools bus was involved in a crash Tuesday morning. The bus was carrying 4 students to Lexington Elementary at about 8 o'clock when the crash took place at South Sawberg Avenue and Overcrest Street Northeast. Paramedics evaluated those involved at the scene. No one was taken to a hospital. Another bus was arranged to transport the students. Sexual harassment lawsuit filed against a Mahoning County Sheriff's deputy has ended with a settlement. Federal Judge Benita Pearson dismissed the suit filed by Vanessa White. White accused Edward Maloney of making inappropriate remarks and physical advances to her and sexually assaulting her while he was supervising her as she performed court-ordered community service. Attorneys for Maloney, the sheriff, and commissioners denied the allegations. The settlement was reached in late March after it was submitted to mediation earlier this year. Terms were not released. Man has been sentenced to 3 years probation for a shooting in Youngstown. 20-year-old Christopher Sherman was handed the punishment Wednesday by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Sherman pleaded guilty last month to 2 counts of felonious assault stemming from the June 2022 incident. Prosecutors say he opened fire on a car on Claremont Avenue. 15-year-old girl was a passenger, was wounded. 3 other people in the vehicle were not hurt. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources investigating after a body was found at Mosquito Lake State Park. The body found Tuesday afternoon in a wooded area at the Bezetta Township location. Officials from multiple agencies had been searching the area after a missing person's vehicle was found at the marina. Additional information was not available. Josh Mandel, former two-term state treasurer, ran 3 times for U.S. Senate, was sentenced to 7 days behind bars, as was his wife, Ilana, after an Ashland County court magistrate found them in contempt of court for violating elements of their 2020 divorce agreement. The two have an opportunity to avoid the sentence by complying with certain conditions over the next 4 months. Magistrate Paul Lang found the Mandels each entered the other's home without permission and refused to pay bills related to their 3 children. As well as that Ilana Mandel once failed to take a child to soccer practice. He decided against contempt on several other disputed items, including telephone time with the children and the handling of their 529 college savings account. Josh Mandel will have to provide his former spouse with regular updates on the 529 account. Ilana Mandel will have to pay for a sports program for one of their children, minus an amount her ex-husband must pay her for 1 child's medical expenses.